other members will be coming. I think it's time for us to start. We're 10 minutes late. Honourable members, the meeting today is graced by visitors. I have been informed that they've been all over. These committees are important guests to this Parliament of the people of South Africa. And they are all over to see what is going on in Parliament and all that. They are the traditional leaders from the Platinum province called the Northwest. The Hoshitame Relebela Budemba Lona Kwan. Committee na ki committee ya sports. Kiona e tangoro hubeli di papa di mani le balen lani la Royal Bafokeng. Jwale ha di khoshi di nkwatisitse ke tlosa di game tseno ile jwale tsena e tla batlala mon jwale di khoshi tla tsana hore ha di bua le nna di nketetse vula mlomo hore ke etse hore ho be le dipapadi tse ding ape ape tsengatanyana mane ko le baleng le la Royal Bafokeng la di khoshi lane. But we welcome the Royal Bafokeng traditional leadership. But I am sure on behalf of this committee has no doubt in the contribution of development that the Royal Bafokeng has done there. But I don't know, because the ANC is formed with traditional leadership its basic position, and therefore the Royal Bafokeng says the people shall share in the wealth of the economy of this country. So when they are distributing the wealth in that Platinum province, we are 100% sure they don't maximize their pocket at the expense of their own people who are in abject poverty there. The development that they've carried on that are in that province are purely by traditional leadership existing in that Royal Bafokeng area and then consciously doing development there. And I have no doubt that this committee is putting this traditional leadership, in particular the Royal Bafokeng, at the highest esteem. The Sports Committee knows a large contribution in as far as the upgrading of the stadium in Royal Bafokeng and many things that you as Royal Bafokeng are contributing towards the development of sport in that area. And then we're running short of words of appreciation. And then if we knew that you'd be grazing us, maybe we could have thrown a party because rona batho ba nang le diboko ba le matebele le basotho le batswana ha re na le batho ba botlhokwa re etsa mokete gore re ba bontshe gore re ba dumeletse gore ba ka nna ba ba teng kwano mona. Now when it's Madrua who's probably in the northwest by any accident, you will never throw a fist when No, my God, let's switch that thing off. In our culture, we throw that kind of a fist. But honorable traditional leadership, these members are also including members of the police committee. Morilinte muna rieta mulao. Kajeku chena, leta uka hante hobuwa kwa numuna. Mulao ona eru dirang kajeku chena. Ke mulao oeta mhuru hubeli. Di tshireletso ko dipapading ha e baneng re fitlha kwana ko Northwest ko Royal Bafokeng re kopa gore go be le mapodisa a teng a sechang batho ba kenang ka mono ka stadiumong. Re kopa gore mapodisa a teng a shebe batho ba tlang mono ba sentse ba nwele bojwala haholo ka baka la gobane ga o ka tlaga kotsi mono stadium secha batho ba nweleng bojwala ba dutse mono jwale ba tagila ba kgone le gore ba ka matha and ga ba matha bawa ba dia le batho ba bangwe go ba le dikgobalo tse ngata mono. Empa molao one e re o etsang ka jekotšhena ke molao o ileng wa tlhaga ka nako e Northern Northwest mane stadiumong sane sa lona se phela hae ko Kroonstad mane sa ko se ne se bitswa Oppenheimer Stadium se leng ka jekotšhena James Motlatsi go ile ba le batho ba 53 ba ile matlhokagala mono ahopola go no bapala Pirates le Kaizer Chiefs ba hlokala batho mo mo stadium seno. And then ba hlokala le batho ba bang hape hape ko Ellis Park. Ba hlokala le batho ba bang ko kerekeng ene tswere mokete o moholo wa kereke mono ka baka ba kereke ene sa etsa gore go be le metsi gore go be le dingaka batho ditsikere tsa bona di letsa nyoloa di high blood and then batho ba tshwereng ke tswekere ba kgone go dula mono mo letsatsing go tla goseng go fitlhela afternoon ba kula jalo go ne sena di-ambulance go sena di-nurse tse teng mono gore di kgone go tlhokomela batho bao jalo molao ona e re o etsang ona re etsa molao o reng ga o na le dipokano tse tshwanang le tseo tsa di-board maponisa a kgone go bona gore go na le batho ba 10,000 ba ntse ba le ka ntle mme ka gare ke batho ba bikinyana fela tjena and-e game ya start mona go tlwa national commissioner wa maponisa leponisa la le romelang mono tla fitlha le kopa batho ba tsamaisang dipapadi gore a ke le emeng a nnyanyana gobane go tlo ba le mathata mona gobane batho ba ka ntle ba bangata go feta ba ka gare jale ga bolo e kala e bapala fela mono Pirates e kora goalu fela tjena in 2 minutes batho bana ba tla ba kena mono ba phusa batho mono ba kena go tla lemala batho mono ba bangata jale molao ona gore maponisa a kgone go emisa game e tshwanang le eno gona jale tjena maponisa ga kgone gore a ka stopa game ga e bapala because batho ba television ba bolela gore television e tlamehile start gantle ntle ka 3 o'clock batho ba di-sponsors and all that jale mona rr whether batho bana le di-sponsors ke nako ya television e tshwanetse e kale kapa keng ga fela go na le bonagala gore go na le batho ba tla lemalang ka ntle ka mona ga game eo e kala re tlamehile re etseng to eno gore game e emise jale ntho engwe ya botlhokwatlhokwa go la fumane ya mane ko Ellis Park helicopter e ne sa kgone le gore e lo dula mono na le sebaka sa helicopter mono setse na le HR mogolo mono a mono helicopter e kgona go dula mono ena emergency e nke motho a lemetseng e fofe ka ena e mo ise sepetlele jale batho bana ba palamang di-4x4 dikgosi tsaka ba emisa ka ra tsela fela wa isia mono motho a batsamala gore o emisitse kae gana taba le yona ka baka lobane yona e gatalo ga ena nako e robe e palamela fela dima pavement e etsa jale ntho engwe ne tlhaisitse mathata ko Ellis Park mto di-ambulance ne di sa kgone go kena gobane batho bana ba phakile le ka gara tsela gotlhe fela mo batlang teng jalo maponisa la tlhola a tlowe ko Brixton ka helicopter ba tle ba fitlhe ba theowe di-midlands tsa stadium gore ba kgone go savea batho ba bang moo and-e ka nako ba etsang tshono ka o fela bona tshwanetse ba tlale ba tlowe ko Brixton ga tshwanetse fela tjena di-ambulance di ne di kene le dikoloi tsa di-emergency di buleye di kene mono batho bana ba kwetse sele jalo dikgosi tsa rona ba tla utlwisisa gore molao ona re o etsang ga re fumana ntate modibedi a emisitse moo a sa tlamehang emisa teng ka tseleng gore ga e bane o na le koduwe mono batho ba sa kgone kena re nka kolo ya ntate modibedi re tlae le rekisa re tla patala tšhelete eno re e kenye mane mo funding eno gore batho ba tla lemala re ba fe tšhelete yago ya 4x4 eno so ga ona kolo e tlamisa ka ra tsela dikoloi di tlamisa gantle le batho ba tlatlang mono ba kgonang go feta ka tsela ba tla feta ka tsela ntlha ya go qetela mona re bua le gore bana ba etsang dibesho tsa ntho tsena tsa go spina dikoloi tsena tse teng tsena le ntho tsena tsa dibesho tsena re re bana ba nang le dikereke tse re kopane le tsone ba re bana ba na le dilemo tse 18 molao ona o ne o re bana ba na le dilemo tse 18 ba kana ba organize di-events jale batho ba rona ba bagolo ba re bana ba 18 years ke bana mohlomong e kana ba motho a na le dilemo tse 21 and ga na le dilemo tse 21 e be motho a na le boiphitlhelo bakeng sa go organize di-event e se ka ba motho felang ko instrateng go bana a na le dilemo tse 21 a sa ka a organize le ka lapeng ga ga e fela tjena batho ba bararo mare sa le organize stadium sa Real Bafokeng mono se tlatse mono go na le beshe batho ba tlhokagala mono ke molao o ne re etsa mo empa na le dintho tse ngata tse etsang gore go hang fela tjena ga batho ba ile di-gaming ba kgone go le matekwane ba dikgosi tsa go na le batho ba bangwe ba reng matekwane ana a rege ana nna nkopisa tlhogo jale mane di-stadium o mane o o tla fumana bashimane bana ba tshuba fela le bana ba rona ba selemo le dikgosi a dile mone o tla fumana jale tsena sentse dilobokane ke matekwane ana tsubuang mono jale re re maponisa a tla thibela batho ba nkang dintho tseno ka gara stadium bojwala matekwane batho ba tsuba re tlo kopa le mane Royal Bafokeng stadium mane
o se ka ba le motho tsubang go hle pela mo ratang teng fela mona go be le sibaka sa hore ha ba no tsuba ba tla tsamaya o ye designated area yeno futlo lo tsuba mo ha o fetile o tsuba o tlo re joina mona o ka mpa re tlisetsa ka lehano la kwae mara se ka re tlisetsa ka kwae o itsubala mona go rona mona jale ke dintho tseo tse di etsang kwa mona ka je go tsena empa re itumela go temba lona on behalf ya committee ena re le ka hore re le boa go le mara ke tla le tsebisa ba bontate bana hore le al kopana le bona strateng ka tsa dileng le ba tsebe di khoshi le blele hore ba tsompa di khoshi ka ba di tsompina bana ba khopu bana ho Mr. McKenzie ha bana di khoshi ke tsama tsisa ka pelinyana ke tsa tsena me ona a ditse mona ona ana batla ho ntshara tsena a mphuthumatsa ka pelo ya hae. I'll tell you, please don't rush. Kimme Shefa. Me Shefa ke leloko la Democratic Alliance. Odula hona mona mo Western Cape. Ndati ole wa bobedi ole. Ke ntate wa mokgatlho o mongwe tsena o motšha o na le selemo tle mokgatlho o na le tsena I will tell you what I'm saying about you. at least I've got the privilege of talking about you as you don't see. Uyakwazi ukukhuluma, okay, it's right. Ntate ona ke Mr. McKenzie. Ke Honorable McKenzie. Ntate McKenzie o dula ko KwaZulu-Natal. Ke yona province e bitswang KwaZulu-Natal e na le a name and a surname. Mona mo Freesta, mo South Africa. Jale Mr. McKenzie ke member wa mokgatlho ona ba reng the Congress of the People. Mare dikgoshi ke kopa le seke la waria. Not the Congress of the People ya lona ya 1955. Congress of the People ya a year later. Bane, 2 days ago. Ke ba qeta ho. So, Mr. McKenzie ke member wa Congress of the People. Thank you. Mr. Fandalende. Ntate Fandalende o dula mo Western Cape. Are you staying in Oudtshoorn or in Beaufort West? Mo tropong a dulang yona hantle ntle ke Beaufort West. That ya high go cross that go Free State. Ke feta Beaufort West mo. A pula Beaufort West e se bala ka mshwanyana no tlhoko tebe wa sanko wa ne ba reng kintho man. Truman, Prince Truman. And ke na produce them ke Prince Truman. Ke na president Prince Truman ono wa ikhosa ndate Fandalende ke member wa Democratic Alliance Mr. Fandalende thank you pila ndate Fandalende mona hey mutie o dula hona ko Northwest mo di khoshi tsa me no no dia kona se sa bodi le tswa le tlhompo re a shebe ka di khoshi di bua ke ntate mosi o tswa kona se tropo ngi pemo na busi Friday o tswa go Friday ke mani e pla bo tra blanche ba sukudi tsa mani Ruth okay na good pila ke lokula African National Congress pila hai ke ha ke tsebe botho na ke le tebele ke le qhotsa ka ba ke le eng mari ha tsebe le puo le le nngwe yena ya rona yena mari o bitswa Madluwa ha tsebe le Sotho ha tsebe le Setswana o ipuela Afrikaans mari o nka ditsene mitene tsa rona tsena o ipitsa Madluwa ntate Madluwa o tswa hona mona ko North West mona ke yena ntse a utswa platinum ntate ba re ba se ke yena mthako na ntse a utswa dintho tsa lona mole e wona ntate Madluwa. Thank you. Which town are you coming from?
Matlosane.
Oh, Tlekzo. Matlosane. Ena e winning to e winne award Matlosane yena ya Nelson Mandela Foundation as a town ene le yona during the 100 and how many days? 67 minutes. Yeah. And ntwena ya Nelson Mandela 67 minutes. Matlotane ila ile ona ene na le a very good program, a sustainable AM beyond the Nelson Mandela. So bafue award yenu ke mona mogolo Nelson Mandela le tshelete gore ba tswele pele ba thuse batho ba sa itikanelang mono ko Matlotane. Thanks Matlua, and then you must participate in that program, and then it's a program for Nelson Mandela, not for the ID. Mtaka muna ono ki liloko la Independent Democratic Independent Democrat wa ID wa Patricia Delile Matlua, and hauna le ID Northwest maruwa za mauli kiseta ID kwa Northwest kwa mtaka
uteng
Northwest. Okay. Kamane pila mtate Madluwa rina le me warona mona umo komiting ya maponisa yena le me Shefa ki me ma mulebat ki khoshatana ya African National Congress mole kana dula kae khakile ka motle Gauteng o tswa go Gauteng kae go Gauteng go Harangu o tswa go Gauteng go Harangu kwana. O batla ana le tshusumetso ya lona hobane mane Garankuwa mane tlile batswana ba bangatanyana mo le nna le tshusumetso ya hae mono. Mme jala ka motho a na le tlhompo he o tshwanetse o ba dumedise ba rena ba iso he. Mane na le mtho wa lekgwala e le na le Black Corpus Carnage. Ntate ono ke leqwetha la komiti ya rona la department ya rona ya sport. Ntate Gideon Boshoff. Ntate Gideon Boshoff ha ana political party. Yena ntate Gideon Boshoff o na le sympathy ya African National Congress. Ha vote le kou. Ha vote le kou. Because ha lo vote ya one plan la chairperson. I'm not voting kou, I'm voting the ANC. Said Gideon, please vote. Gideon stand up and just agreed. Thanks. Ke advocate Gideon Boshoff. Pela advocate Gideon Boshoff. Nale maponisa mona o maponisa mang a khona o ba maponisa a tswarang ba bangi ba maponisa a di lawyers and all those things. Jale lena ke le ponisa le leng liqwetha. Maro wa mona botlhokotse ba mponisa bontse bo le teng yana mo sefatlheng sa e mong. Lebitso la hae ke can I manage to report? Mr. Fanavalt. I forgot you, Mr. Fanavalt. I always think of Patrick. Ke Mr. Fanavalt. Mr. Fanavalt ke a friend ya Gideon Boshoff. So it's obvious. Mutswale wa leshodu ke leshodu. A friend of a thief is a thief. So you can understand. Highly a friend ya Gideon. Definitely into the Gideon na di etsang. And then Fanavalt what he is. So thank you Fanavalt. Ke advocate Fanavalt. Pela hai mona advocate Fanavalt jinali advocate munyanyana yana o tsela mona parliament mona. Wa bona tsonga le munyanyana le tsasa tsa tsinyanyana ra muruta. O tla hola. Ha hola pela di company tse go di tabe di mutswa because rena mona re produce everything mona and then grows and then about to akidi company tse ding tsena. Ke advocate kana ni seni makuma makabe o vela fita ngeleni isin kate ndate makabe ki ndate makabe o tswa ngeleni maruna le mlule ki George mona tsantsi ke mo share di tendency tsa happy. Because Mluleki George le Mackenzie bana le influence nyana e teng mani Western Cape man. So you know I can't confirm mari ke nana hore ga tiba rena go tsara jang kae. Because a ke ba tlo hore ke etse mathata mo. And that Makhabe no tsoko Eastern Cape plekeng e ditswang engqeleng. Thank you advocate. Ke ba tsimanyana bana ba nyanyana ba ruteile mba. A mona o nyanyana ba simana ba ruteile bana jalo re ba fa monyetla hore ba sebetse ba kgone gore ba re ga le lesio ba buse naga ena gantle ena re tlwelele in good hands. Pela ka mona re na le mme mona antsa bala mono ka bo bala ka ba iketsa ke tsiba hantle kwa tsheya me ya di breli ke mema le shiva mema le shiva ke member wa ANC o tswa ko Limpopo o mona re tla Limpopo mane ke mane bo hlang bo malema bo pita mukaba ka ofela the young lions ba tswa mono ko kondo the lion of the north. So how is it from the north here? I carry out here. I hope you make a hand job. I reckon. Thank you. Film me Malishiva Arnali, a young man. Otwanke Lito. Yeah, he's young. No, don't see this powder that Arnali on a poir niyane. No, another batu amba horan banali murum suyu. It's just a mark. No, he's young. He moholo here. No, ki Lito Suka. Otswa ko Eastern Cape ko Port Elizabeth ke member wa ANC yesuka. Thank you. Pila suka mona re le motho a tereng hantle wa mona ka mokgwaleng clinic ka teng e o motle and wa paratena every day uthona tsela ho ja dibe ne re na le bombe ba bangata ne tsa motho mona le motho a mochamang ka ba o chama ona a shebane le yena ona a re tsebe hantle mohlomong o chama ona a shebane le yena le hlo ya ha e dula ntse benya a ikutile mthangona. Lebitso la hae ke Dikora Dikgatswe jwale banana ba ka mpheno ke Kora Dikgatswe ande bo Dikgatswe ke Batswana bana ba heso bana empa le ena ga tsebe le puo nyanyana fela tsena ya Tswana ke lekgotso la mona Eastern Cape mona ga ba ipitsa Dikgatswe ka ke tsebe rona ona ipitsa Dikgatswe o etsala jwang mona empa ga tsebe le puo ena ya rona ena ya Setswana ena. Jale tsa tsana re bana ba tsamaileng ba tlileng mona ba jakile ba ne ba balea hae ma re kopa ba rena ba rena ba real ba fuke le ba late jale ke nna ya rena e lokulile ba gone go tlela ko hae bo di gatswe ba lo tsiletsa ko hae kwana ba tlwele matebele yana mona korande be ba tsela ba you must go back. Yeah, please. Yeah. Mo pila di gatswe mona rena le mshimanya na ona tsoko tsebe o tswa ko Free State ko Fijini. Kora ke member wa ANC. Rena le mhlangana ona ke yena committee secretary. DA. Yes. 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 Mrs. Shepa has broken the secret. Ke magetse ke eng always a tsaba na Mrs. Shepa. Smiling with Mrs. Shepa. Ha Mrs. Shepa le siyo. Chair. It's Mrs. Shepa coming to the committee every day. Now ke ne ke le concern rena ke. Now thank you Mrs. Shepa. You were blessed. Ke Pori ke committee secretary ke member wa DA. No, Pori, sit down. Mole mo khone mane a ipatile ngoti. Ke Lindiwe Nkopa. O tswa go Sotho. Okay. O tswa go Freistata le yena go. Ko Bloemfontein. Ke Lindi. O sebetsa kantorong ya letona la tsa dipapadi, Minister Sophie. Jale, ntho e ke sa e batleng ya hae, gona jale tsena ba rena ba ka, ke tlo bolela gore ga le batla tšhelete ya sport, rona re a ba fa tšhelete jalo ka komiti. Jale re batla go tseba ka tsatsi lengwe rona lona ba lefile tšhelete kae ko Royal Bafokeng, gore le kgone lo etsa ntho mabala a dipapadi, dipolekenyaneng tse dingwe mo le sa kgoneng tšhelete lena e felang teng. Ra re bua taba tseo ministera sampotsa re fitlha ka palamenteng ka bana e mone kutlotha wena o non rekisa dikgosing ke mbimpi ya le tona re ena jale ga le seyo re bua ditaba tse ngata tsa rona mara tala kere mo re koko wa kena be re tlhola bua taba ebe re bua tsena tse generale tsena gobane ka gona le teng mehlena le mehlena ga kule every day o teng mona jale ga re kgone le go bua taba tsa rona tsa lelapa ole ba go tsaka ke non ba hati vi li puo ya go sotu ni ba hati vi ni ke le khota la mo Eastern Cape la Western Cape mona ke non ba and le ena ke bilela gore ke member wa DA nne o ba ne ke a friend ya Pole so nne ba we vele ke ngosi video paga mo video ona ke video ona le ena ke le tebele o fela video. O vela ba go kgone go Eastern Cape down with a sea a queen star. Okay, on what's the suit? Okay, now with an and then ke tsiba bana nga tsiba suit ba di khoshi tsa ha re mo rumme mane Free State ka beke tse pedi tse fitile yena o besa ga le bana nyana bana o bana se ba bua sesotho mona ga le rohe motho na o kae o robetse kwana ha re matla o tele o robetse kwana o ntsa thetsa bana nyana ka o bua sesotho mona so o ha lo ka mthako ke video ke o mong wa support staff ta committee ya rona kwa mona mara se member wa khopu le di I know kwae motho o ketela e ke mo introducing ke Zukiswa yena ke batla linke dinomoro tsae ke Zukiswa Jaga Jaga yena ke ena ya maqhotsa e ngolang ka JARA bona ha ba bitsa ga ba bitsa RA ke Juki ke Zukiswa Jaga Zukiswa he o mane kantorong ya ka mane ke yena nke se tsa mo felefe bona mongata ona mona ha ba mo introduce ba mmitsa gore ke boss ya ka bane ona le maitshwaro nyana sa loka nga o nketse ka re wa laola mo bophelong ba hae jale Zukiswa he marara ha le batla kopana le nna kapa le batla eng kapa eng fela tsene le batlang ho itlisisa fela mona go nna Zuki ha le tswa mona o tla lefa ditaba kao fela hore ke re kgone hore re bue le lona mohlomong ha ona le eng kapa fela tsena lena le dintho tsa dipapadi mono le batla committee na le re men Zuki o tla nka ditho tseno Zuki ke PA ya ka man mo thank you very much ke tla fanta te ha no Mpumza just arrived late. Tendency tsa mshimanyana ona munyanyana ona. A qeta ngoke na ona. Ha so ka fika meeting ka nako. And I go tla tsaba tle hore ke me introduce next. Because always o fika lata mo meeting. And ka jego tsena, re shake to ke traditional leadership o fika lata. Hana tlhompho. You don't have respect to traditional leadership. Always arriving late and even today you arrived late. So I feel that I must not introduce you. But the Kalakalo one, they want to know you. I must introduce you with these bad tendencies that you have. Ke Mpumza. Mpumza ke research. Ke research ya rona kwa mona. Ha re batla ho tseba more about the Royal Bafokeng and their history of participation in the community development. Re kopa yena a tsamaye a ye mane ko di archiving mane a cheke everything. Ha le fitla ha re fitla kwa na ho lona re bua ka authority. Re kopile ena research mara kana ke o research a Hong Kong wa tsena tsena tsa China tsena se sa lokang tsena ba o research and thing ba ke motho rena o ye o na route ya sekolong ba se mana bana le di honors se bana le e ene nna ke tsela go tlhong kong ke tsena ma mara ke mo tsola mo shimanya no ya le ke ba ke maka lo ra kholo tsena tsa matsatsinga na se sa lokile tsena mpom buli singos o vela pa po vela go no uvela phi kokweni bafuna yazi kokweni ndawona isingebi isingebi inkulu e Queenstown okay utsako isingebi ko Queenstown kwana so dikgosi tsama ke ka ofela di member tsa committee mona ha di le tsena so ke tso kopa ka pelinyana fela ntate Mgibedi because members would just like to know the king uba bese fela ka pelinyana fela tsena re tsebe ke bomang and then be re qete hulantweni fela ho yena yena ke pepe tsena Presa tsa re o record next time how will you interesting ya mandi re o bitsa la ke ga o tla mara ke ntse ke tsona mailo mailo ba le go tsiya ga na thank you very much for coming same mo ibe di cancela for real okay On my left hand side, I'll start here in Sepomputle, it's also a cancer. The next one is Solomon Mapate, he's a headman. William Ojani, also a cancer, Pakistan cancer. Ike Mudepe, he's a headman. And then you have Fanta Akudu, also a headman. And you have Shandra Kwele, headman. You have Tabo Mosito, headman. You have Max Makala, headman. And you have Kabelo Mukase, headman. And you have Tabo Mosito. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Feel at home, and then Zuki and Nangreva, Dakem, Kudibedi, are there anything probably that you need, water and what, and then Nangreva will be assisting you. Oh, a important thing to is another man, I had a bank there from Limpopo, Tenda Majima, stand up there. Oh, Tenda Majima ki, meeting that we're going to do today, whilst we are going to have a meeting with the police, but I think we have a consensus that we must go on to deal with the matters that we have picked up in the different public hearings that we have. But the other thing is that the honourable members, yesterday the committee has been given an approval to go to Port Elizabeth on the 27th and the 28th. So all members will go, Portland will discuss with them, and Port Elizabeth has a program in the SMS. And members are going to receive the SMS on the 26th. They're all going to be in East London. So that on the 27th in the morning, on Tuesday, we start working there. In the afternoon, we will be driving, because at the time when we finish there, there is a likelihood that there will be no flights to Port Elizabeth. And therefore, we will be driving down from East London down to Port Elizabeth. And then sleep there the following day and do Port Elizabeth. When we finish in Port Elizabeth, it will depend what time we'll be finished there. But Nangreva has made a provision that in any event we finish late, especially Mema Muleba, who will not fly with a small aircraft late in the evening. We never ever. So Nangreva has made the provision that in any event we have finished late, we will put up in Port Elizabeth, and early in the morning, then we fly back to caucuses of different parties and all that. But because I'm trying to meet other political party members from the region, with the ANC, it will not be a problem for the caucus, because they know that we've gone for the public hearing. So that is what is going to happen. And today, Gideon and Mr. Banabal are going to present to the committee all these other issues that were raised during the public hearing in Kroonstad in the Free State, Bloemfontein, Free State, Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, and all the places that we have gone through. The only report that we will not be in a position to get, but we are going to get it, because Mr. Panabaz was there in the Devon one. So if there are issues in the Devon that were raised, he'll pick them up. And therefore, we will be saying them there, and members of different political parties, and the committee, we will discuss that and see where do we agree, where we don't agree. But one, really, all the issues that people raise there, you bring them there, and then discuss them and see where do we strike a middle line. So I think that is what we're going to do. I'm going to give over to Gideon. So to present what transpired in the public hearing, and then what are the issues raised there, and then whether they manage to factor in some of the issues that we raised there. If others have not been factored in, what is the problem? And then, so here you will lead that the presentation. Thank you. But the other presentation that Gideon is presenting there is with members, the true Gideon. Gideon?
I do not understand what you're saying now.
I'm saying the presentation is with members, eh?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. You can go.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Members. Over the past few weeks, stemming from the public hearing and also from the initial briefing session we have had with the Joint Committee and both the police as well as safety and security, a number of comments have been raised by both committees in order to improve the text of the particular bill. And also the committees requested the department to do some kind of research with regard to pertinent issues that could not be addressed at the time. So the purpose of our presentation there for Chairperson, honourable members, is to enlighten you by giving a response to your specific comments and also the comments being raised during the public hearing stages. I could take you back first and foremost to the department briefing stage dated 11 August 2009. You will see that on the first page of your document. You will see the first issue there is the issue of proposed search and seizure by security officers designated as access control officers in terms of the bill must be dealt with sensitively. This was a comment made by the Joint Committee at the time. Our response in this regard will be, you can see the column just next to it, the provisions of clause 21 of the bill will be amended in line with the provisions of the 2010 special measure legislation insofar as spectator and vehicular searches are concerned. Only peace officers will be entitled to conduct physical searches. Now, if I can just quickly jump to my, we have amended the bill now. Unfortunately, the distance may not allow for members to see quite clearly here, but what I'm going to do is I'll actually translate what we have done specifically in order to address to this particular concern. 20, your reference is clause 21. You will see here it's 20, but don't get confused because we have amended the bill by moving some sections to the front of the bill, so therefore it has an impact on the current version. But your version in the as introduced in Parliament is 21.1. It reads, the controlling body, event organizer or stadium or venue owner, as the case may be, may appoint in writing. Now you can see we clearly stated it here, a security officer has an access control officer.
When you check the bill itself, the B7 2009, I would like you to do this. And then you go to those pages because I want members to follow exactly where we are doing sessions and all those other things. And then you can stick on your slide there. But it will be better because you remember members that make some crashing in their original documents like myself. So it is easier when I have made a question mark and then you are able to take us through in that format. Because as you put it there, I just hear what you're saying, but I don't really follow that. I'll only follow that when I have my document here and then it says on page one, this are the issues that have been changed, maybe this or that thing.
The Chairperson, I specifically would like to refer you then to page 15, mm-hmm. 15 of your B-bill, and specifically clause 21, 1, starting in line number 28.
15, 15.
Good. This is you gave me a better life. Because now I can focus. Mr. Fernandez, the master's degree, we understand,
but I don't have.
So, in order to address the security officer issue very sensitively and to bring it in line with current practice, we have now amended that particular 21.1. It now would read, a controlling body, event organizer, or stadium or venue owner, as the case may be, may appoint in writing. Now we've broken it down, you will see. A, we say, a security officer has an access control officer to be in charge of the control of access of persons and motor vehicles that can event. That is the specific task of a security officer. What we then also add into this particular paragraph is to include a function for peace officers.
Well, that very same section, 21.1, where on the line number 2, if you have changed there, may appoint. You have in writing, you have shifted that writing because here it is written a security officer in writing, and therefore you have shifted that because I've heard you saying may appoint in writing a security officer. So you rearrange the wording there. Okay.
Absolutely,
sir.
Okay.
Sorry, yes, sir. Just put it so that you have it.
Can I just point out as a matter of procedure, so that there is no confusion in future. What Hildon is pointing out, our proposed amendment,
yes.
Not amendment, proposed amendment, and until they are declared or by the committee and agreed to by the committee, then there will be amendment.
No, we quite agree. There's no problem. That's why I said it must present, and after that, we will deliberate on that. But here it was just a question of changing of the language there or changing of the sentence.
Thank you, Chairperson. As you can see, that your version of the draft just refers to a security officer being appointed as an access control officer. Now, remember, we actually said that the security officer should deal with the access of persons and vehicles specifically, whilst a peace officer should be in charge of searches and seizures at a vehicle. Why are we saying that is because you will recall in terms of the 2010 legislation, the insert that we received from the attached to that regard, it actually aligns with this type of drafting. So we actually propose, in other words, that the seizures and searches be done by peace officers and the access control of vehicles and persons be done by the security officers in terms of the private security investigation.
So I just want to check, is it not possible to have a copy of this proposal so that one can cross check them with the bid? And you're saying the document that you've given us, the written authorization 11 adapts and the briefing document.
There's
a junction here on this document. This document can't link to this bill. Now, I want to understand, is this the document that you are presenting, or that one that he's presenting is different from this one?
Chairperson, yes. Indeed, this version is the updated, beefed up version. In other words, unfortunately, the print is small. It was not anticipated that you would not be able to talk to this document. Mm. That's why I'm trying to actually read what we have done in order for you to give a, get a better understanding.
Yeah, you don't have a copy of that.
We can make a copy quickly, perhaps, and just, you know, we don't have a copy at the moment.
No, give Corey anything that would assist Nangleba and Corey to make a copy of that. If you have a copy, we'll give that and give to one of them to go in the meantime to do a copy, because I don't want us to have a disagreement on this thing when it is in Parliament. I want people to raise their views now, because very mischievous people would give us an impression that they agree with us, but as soon as they go there, then they get a mandate of their own political party when they have not raised that with us. And I take offense on that, because this is where you have to have a battle of ideas to say we agree or we don't agree. But on a fair, justifiable thing, we're not going to disagree. But I hate the opportunity of people who not say anything, quiet, eat a lot, and when they are in the house there, and they raise issues that can be within. So, let's put on the agenda a little bit, and then get those copies. This is important that we get those copies. And I'm going to request members that they must check those kind of things, because I'm not going to be taking kind of that kind of thing. We are changing and bringing the future.
I've got a
I will inform you.
Both of us go for lunch and just talk about
ourselves. Yeah. But we want to come to Moses Mabida, eh? And the U.S.
Where do you
come? Yeah, I'm just studying around Mabida. See this thing of the going back there, the program out of line.
because we have set up our line to visit all the venues that have been completed for the clinical care.
Okay.
Just the final round. And we're supposed to meet the sponsor each week, because one day the sponsors provide 400 tickets for members for Friday. Members with the Panama
just check with the office of the election meeting to find if there was a problem. I
don't
Thank you. I think it runs through the other plan.
Corey was looking very serious at you. And then you know that we applicants pay lobola. So your lobola must come to me when Corey has been captured by your eye. Your lobola must be paid to me. Oh, UPMG. Right, how's your boss? Is it all right?
It's fine.
It's fine. Now, I'm still writing good reports. Now, what happened that must no more send me reports? Yeah, you must tell your boss. After I have complimented you by making good reports, that was the day when I stopped you from sending a report for me. Please tell him that I always want to check this report.
Okay.
Because this report goes to paparazzi and they talk about me there. So I must check what he's doing. If you write about Coke, PMG is fine.
Okay.
Write about Coke.
Glowing report. The only real constructive input. Correct.
Where is our IT specialist?
He was here this morning, as any late, but I can ask him to check with all of him.
Just check with Nurnberg and Reed over there. Let him check where is
he. He can find you via the presentation. We're on the street, so you can see what we've got.
Yeah, you took a bit small.
That is why. If it was a larger bigger, then there would be no problem. All the press members would come here and you sit in the back and then we'd deal with it. If you can sit around here, it'd be okay.
Yeah, no, but it's going to be difficult for our
friends because one of them.
But it's probably making
you
happy.
Why does he want to go back?
Why does he not want to show you that? I want to see you on the steps now. Come to now, okay?
Let me close the door. Try to open it again.
Give you the most important info for a Durban. Now that legal thing there, but the division, that's actually sharp.
Really? Okay.
The Durban City Council, they're not busy, but they didn't know. Wait, but he's going to do a presentation.
No, it's just
he's already put that
something here. I want to ask. I want to
ask. It's closed.
And you see
If
you change anything, if you touch anything, yeah.
You can't do it like that.
Anyway, I make copies and copies. It makes sense. You can just check my
Thank you. I will have to speak to Fiona, because I'm Thank you very much. Hegel, you know, you are giving an hour to go. And unfortunately, but there is no train smash. There will be no earthquake. And then when we finish here at half past 12, we would stop because, in any event, still just familiarize ourselves with this other issue. So there is no problem. And what was important was members to have this judgment. But members, this judgment is not a casting stone. Because if there are issues that have arisen in East London and in Port Elizabeth, we will still have a window of opportunity to factor them in. But here is a judgment that gives us at least a broader idea and a thrust of what were the changes, what are the issues during the conference. Page 20, how many pages would this be?
16 pages.
It has produced almost 100 pages. So you can see that the 16 page document, when now you go to contact people and do the work, this is what it produced. And this is not the work that is finished from East London and Port Elizabeth. It might be even bigger than the other. So you can see when the kind of work that has been put in place. So, but Hegel, everybody now has this document, and then we can go on with your presentation. Thank you. But I'm going to stop you at that part, yeah?
Well, thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for bearing with me. Sorry about the delay, but we will try to catch up as quickly as we can. I'm referring you again to page 15 of your document. The bill had introduced 21.1 in the rule, line 28.
Now,
I'm referring to the old document.
Now you have to do what you call in law, cross reference. You will say on the original bill, that is our judgment, page 15, on this other judgment that is your refined judgment. Must give us also the page there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have indicated now the bill has introduced the people, the line, and then I'm going to refer you now to page 42 of the highlighted bill. I can refer to the highlighted bill. It is on page 42, and it's now clause 21. If I refer to the highlighted bill, it's just because my version is highlighted. Chairperson, you can see the highlighted version now reads the 21. I'm referring to 21 now. 20 in brackets 1, subsection 1. The controlling body event organizer or the stadium of any owner that has the case may appoint in writing. Then we've broken it down. You can see we've split it now. There's a security officer as an access office control officer to be in charge of the control of access of persons and motor vehicles at an event. So this is a specific function that the security officer will have. As opposed to the next point where the controlling body...
The security officer that you're speaking about. You're speaking about the security officer as defined. You remember there was this battle of security officer and the steward.
What is the final definition that you see?
Jefferson, we have taken the definition from the Sira Act.
Sira Act.
Sira Act.
Correct. Because yes. I wanted to say, because the Sira Act is already existing, and therefore, when we have to benchmark this, we have to draw from that Sira Act so that at least it brings the harmony. We can't do something that it is described in the police as in the law, and here we change it. So it brings harmony when you take what is existing in the law of the police in terms of the Sira, and then you just carry it over like that, and then you bring it here. That's the definition of the security. Fine. So, you remember there was a barrier around that here, but Mr. Shiva didn't fight about that. But now, I can see she's nodding. She said there was your definition of the security. But Madhua had a problem of the security, so you will discuss that later. It is going to the settlement. We go on and agree, you must not bring it ever here. Because if we conclude here, you're not here. And then you bring a new thing, we take it as if you're not, we are here. So we're not going to go back. So I see danger. As soon as we leave to the human settlement, I would ask Mr. Shiva and the comp, we must quickly finish when the ID comes through to the
well, thank you for that, Chair. Likewise, Chairperson, you will find because we have now amended this 21 in the highlighted version, there are some consequential amendments flowing from that that needs to be addressed in this the rest of this particular clause. You will find, for instance, in 20 in brackets 2 in the highlighted version, we've now stated that a peace officer may search. The rest stays the same, but it's a peace officer. While 22 had a reference to access control officer. So the reason being we have splitted the functions, so therefore consequentially we need to amend, in other words, 20 brackets 2. Likewise, for instance, if you go down to 20 in the highlighted version, 20 in brackets 3, you also say there, instead of saying if a access control officer, you say if a peace officer, to harmonize, in other words, with what we have done in 20 in brackets 1. Ditto for 20 in brackets 4. You'll find it says, in order to achieve the objects contemplated in subsection 2 or 3, instead of saying an access control officer, we say a peace officer, because it reflects on the search and seizure part of the function. Likewise, also in 20 in brackets 4, D, you'll find where it says that just want to catch up the context here. Let's start off with 20 in brackets 4. It says, in order to achieve the objects contemplated in subsection 2 or 3, a peace officer may request a person at the event who enters a stadium or venue or is found inside a stadium or venue or along a route to, and then B, submit to being searched by a peace officer. We've amended that to harmonize, in other words, with what we've done previously.
Yes, as what you are reading, it's not what is on 24. When you read that, in my document, in your highlighted document, it says, in order to achieve the object contemplated in section 2, a piece of it, then it's okay, and then it goes on like that. But on A, it's not what you are reading.
No, I'm referring to B.
Oh, B.
It's B.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, B says submit to being searched by a peace officer. Okay. Furthermore, you will find in on the next page of the highlighted version, 20 in brackets 5, an access control officer or peace officer must have displayed on his or her person an accreditation card issued under section 18. Certifying his or her appointment. So it has a dual effect and impact, so therefore we've included in this case all peace officers. after we have inserted, or peace officer after access control officer in that
meeting. What do you mean by that? An access control officer or peace officer must have displayed on his or his person an accredited card issued under Section 80, certifying his or her appointment. What do you mean?
Jefferson, what we mean is, because in terms of this particular bill, many of the role players involved at safety and security at an event, at a stadium or a venue, must be accredited. So in order to do that, in other words, what we're saying is, these people are not above the law. They should also be accredited to harmonize them actually with Section 18.
But by that, you mean you must have this tag that they give us of the VVIP and accreditation for all actors and all that. That's what you mean. You don't mean the name of the police here and then on the tag. Yes,
Honorable Chairperson, I think the idea with it is that certain of these speech officers will only be allowed to certain of the portions of the stadium because they will have different functions. If, for instance, they guard the VVIP section or the VIP section, only those people will be allowed inside. And the accreditation card will show that they are allowed inside that section, the blue section.
Is this thing that hangs on the section during the game or the conference?
That is correct, yes.
Is access control officer now not equal to a security officer? I mean, because now we're saying security officers and police officers, and before having access control officers, but you're actually allowing security officers to be the access control officers.
Is that not the same thing? Yes. Well, once again, honorable member, the security officer, the access control officer, will have certain functions. If that security officer is also a peace officer, he or she will be allowed to perform the functions of a peace officer. So it will not necessarily be a police officer. It will be a security officer, but will have to have that additional qualification, if I may, to be appointed as a peace officer.
Subsection 5,
Jefferson,
also says another report.
Subsection 5 of the original bill or
the highlighted one, yes. The one that you were asking about today. It says to identify the person as an access control officer or a peace officer. So if you are appointed as an access control officer, you have an accreditation card that says you are appointed as that. So that the person who has to submit to you to your set should know that.
So it's just a basis of accountability that this one is in charge or have an access on this other level, and this one has control on this other level. It's just a question of civil resources to be working across. Yes.
Okay. Yes, no. I just want to understand. I mean, are there other security officers or police officers, or there could be both? But, I mean, you're not going to have different people being active as well. So I don't know if there will have to be a security officer or a police officer.
Okay.
So why do we need to
take this
into
account? What we are saying, Jefferson, is SSC, there will be access control officer. But then you can only appoint a person who is a qualified security officer to be an access control officer. So that person, when he works in a stadium, even though he has qualified under the CIRA Act as a security officer, will be called an access control officer in the stadium for controlling access at the stadium. So they are security officers. But then for civil resources of working in Syria, they are access control officers. Just to identify that they work with access control and crowd control. And then the peace officers can do searches and seizures, which is about items that are not allowed.
Now, I think just trying to deal with the city and even the burden of making the so-called chief officer of the police, banning them. So here you're trying to complement the police together with it, because the act and the law says the session seizure is entirely the responsibility of the police. And therefore, you can't make them the access controller and go and at the same time doing
Section C. So you're trying to minimize that and speak to that. The security officer must have that kind of an accreditation, and even if you qualify for S. That's what they're trying to do. That's what Mr. Chair wanted to understand, but it is the same, but what you are speaking is a clarity. What you are speaking, the intention to speak is in the
Yes, Honourable Chairperson, that's quite correct. The idea, and this discussion already took place during the 2006 deliberations on the Special Measures, Street Fraud Special Measures Act, was not to allow just any person to search and seize persons. Search persons and seize goods. And the idea here is also to just to have that specific group with the powers to search and seize.
Now, I think that the advisor, because I wanted to get to be clarified the role of this chief officer as this access control. So, yes, on your definition, have you defined this explanation that you're giving to us? Because if you have defined it on the definition, then it's okay, because you see now we're trying again to drift to that language and the responsibility. Have you defined this? Because Cora emphasizes the question of neutrality from the young lawyer there, and suggests that there are two different definitions there. Or what is the case? Can you explain that?
Yes, Chairperson. As a matter of fact, we have three definitions. We have a definition of access control officer, which is like the generic description, and stemming from that officer, which cannot be either a peace officer or a security officer for the purposes of the Act. We've now also included a definition of security officer, as you well know, and then also of a peace officer in terms of their Criminal Justice Act, I mean, procedure. So we have those definitions.
But if Mr. Panabayas would recall, when we were doing the 2010 special measures, it is the police who have requested that even in the security industry, don't just blanketly give them the same responsibility as the security, because you have to benchmark their capacity, their knowledge, and all that on issues of security. But while all of them are security, but there will be a benchmarking of those who have certain limitations of work, but the one that is purely in the 2010 special measures thing of the search and seizure, that one could not tamper with it because it is in the statute that of the police. So you're trying to draw this from the 2010 special measures thing to harmonize it with this one. That's what you've done. Okay, then it's okay because I've got that.
Are you basically saying that chief officers and security officers can all be classified as access control? Chairman, to put it another way, you can appoint a certain amount of security officers and access control officers. Of that group, certain of them may be peace officers appointed by the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development as peace officers. But they will have to have certain qualifications from CIRA to be appointed as peace officers. So only a small portion of those people will be peace officers, and then you can also deploy police or traffic officers to do searches and seizures because they are also peace officers.
Yeah. All of us are members of Parliament, but there are ministers and the deputy minister. All of us are members of Parliament, there are whips and the chairs of the Parliament. And but there are certain attributes that would just on the responsibility level. So there's no transmission. I think members understand that. This is what we want to understand. So there's no transmission. Not all of them would be appointed on the same day. And then while they're the same, but there are others that you request them to do a particular job, and then it's fine.
If I understood it right, it's for a purpose. That's why it's access, then we're going to deal with people who's going to enter the state with you.
So for that purpose, you are now an exit officer here.
After that event, you go back to your rank of business pretended and all that. But so that's because of that work that was doing there. And then you come in as a team. Like you, and then when you were assisting during the Confederation, that time you were a marshal. Yes, you are not a marshal. As soon as you leave there, you become a member of Parliament.
So
but we're asking you to do that work at that time.
So I will get the opportunity to be member of Parliament, chairing the portfolio of sports.
Yes. you are going to chair that.
As soon as you can go on. Unless you want to take a coup.
No, thank you, Chairperson, honourable members. I think we've dealt now with 21 in that capacity, insofar as his sensitivity when it comes to relating to access control officers and their functions. The next recommendation refers now to the definition section of the bill. Chairperson and honourable members, you will recall that many of the definitions in the bill were a little bit flimsy, if I may use that word, because it did not give an adequate description of the cross-references, what is at stake. And Chairperson, you specifically requested us to revisit this and beef the definitions up, so that when a layperson reads this document, he would have a clear and crisp understanding of what the issues are which are at stake. So if I could just take you back to the definition part, just to highlight a couple of them on the highlighted document now, because it's far easier reference wise. You can see we went the extra mile here. In the highlighted version, it's on page 8. It starts on page 8. You will see the first one, access control officer, means a person appointed in terms of section 20. It used to just end abruptly there. Now we say to be in charge of access of persons and motor vehicles at an event. Then, for instance, we have a definition of accreditation. In this definition, we've totally revamped. You can see it now says means a process whereby all persons and drivers of vehicles wishing to enter a designated area must apply for, be evaluated, screened and subjected to the meeting of certain criteria and be issued with a special pass incorporating security features which entitle the holder thereof to gain access to designated areas in and around a stadium or a venue or along a route as contemplated in section 18. Likewise, we've also changed the definition of authorized member by including the following part after section 15. It says, as chairperson, this person means a police official designated in terms of section 15 as chairperson of an event safety and security planning committee and has overall authority to direct measures relating to safety and security at an event. Then, chairperson, we've inserted a brand new definition. Authority means the private security industry regulatory authority established by section 2.1 of the Private Security Industry Regulation Act. We refer in the bill to the authority, hence we have decided to include a definition.
But this definition is a cross-reference to the one of the CIRA, and that we're taking it up here to make a clarity on what the CIRA terms as an authority. That's what you've done, because you remember Benji in the CIRA input, as I alluded to, so it is good that you put this.
Then also, Chairperson, you will recall with regard to the definition of controlling body.
Sorry,
established in terms of this. Now, any other person who picks up this thing, say, there is an existing law that clearly talks about the authority and the industry regulator, which is the Private Security Regulation Act number 2001 and all that. So there is no question of thumbtacking and all that. And even if you go to that original act today, you will find exactly the harmony between what you are saying and what is originally existing. Because you can't tamper with what existed before and then because you want to create a new situation. This is what I will request you to do, and you have done exactly.
In terms of legislative drafting interpretation, that is actually inclusive, so it is not necessary to specifically pronounce on that. Chairperson, then, with regard to the definition of controlling body, you will see that we've now inserted a reference to a provincial federation as well. Because during the deliberation, it was actually pointed out that it should be included. So the definition now reads, controlling body means the national federation as defined in section 1 of the National Sport and Recreation Act, comma, a provincial federation or an international controlling body or other body governing a code of sport or recreational activity in the Republic, but excludes the National Department of Sport and Recreation in the Republic of South Africa. You will recall there was references here to SASOC and to be excluded. What we've done now is we've just excluded the department, meaning that SASOC, which is a sports body, is now covered by the insertion of a reference to all other bodies governing a code of sport or recreational activity in the Republic, and now we've also included a provincial federation.
You see, when we were saying you can't exclude SASOC is a controlling body of sports. Exclusively made in as far as the sports department of sports department. But you can't exclude the SASOC. You can't. You see? But yet, you're not excluded. Although you have put it under contract and then you have to go and work very hard to take it out there. And then because it is not letting you there. Because if it was saying any sporting national federation sporting board, I would understand that. But it does not transmit. Because you are the lawyer and then you're saying, this terminology, if it includes SASOC, we can't say, well, SASOC has taken our children to Berlin and give them pajamas, and then we must abdicate that responsibility from SASOC and give it to somebody else. No, we can't. Yes, sir.
Chairperson and honorable members, we move then down to the definition of page 9, designated area, means an area. So now we've included all zones, because when you have a look at the particular section, you will see that it refers to a zone, and we have omitted in putting it here, so we've inserted all zones, designated by the Event Safety and Security Planning Committee in the prescribed manner as contemplated in terms of section 61E, and in respect of which access is limited to a person, specifically accredited to enter such area or zone.
Peter, let's go to page 8. Just want to complicate your life a little bit. Peter, the problem here that I anticipate is exactly the problem that faces this core challenge that we have as sports administration. Because the core says, it is not talking about a club. It speaks about a federation. And now, Robert Powell says, we are not a federation, we are a club. But what is the intention of us legislating? Is to legislate anything a club, a federation,
or a national controlling body. Now here, it seems we're making that mistake that is facing us now in that court challenge. Because as soon as you just take national federation, and then it means clubs that are going to play there, this act doesn't talk about them and all that. It's a criminal, but in a very quiet way. I just want us to get an experience of this challenge that is facing us and say, learning from that, it is correct for us to put trust here if it is necessary. Do you understand what I mean? Because honestly, honorable members, there's a technical problem that is facing us now. On the Sports and Recreation Act, we said any foreign person or a foreign person that are going to be participating in sports in this country, the Minister for Sports and Recreation, in concurrence with the Minister of Home Affairs, must give an approval, because those people are going to work here. Sometimes any 1 million is working. Serena was earning 3 million. Sometimes any 1 million. And the 1 million is not enough that this person has just come a good summer 10 days. It's coming to work in the country. And then, therefore, we said such people, sports bodies must check in the South African people whether is there such a person equipped with such a capacity or knowledge. Now, the clubs now are also affected because we're saying our own children, not the issue of the Nasubia Cove, but we're saying a preference must be given to the South African players to participate in all national teams, whether it's in rugby, football, and all. But if you don't get that kind of attendance, then you are allowed to can go outside and say, we don't get strikers that can score for Bafana Bafana. Therefore, we are requesting to have two foreign strikers, which is not a big problem, and then you allow it. But now, clubs are saying, no, the law says national federation, which is the South African Football Association. But an assumption when we're doing the law, we have thought that the clubs are members of the South African Football Association. But the judge say, no, you can't assume that. Must be clear here that clubs are part of this exclusion and the criteria for them not to just build the proliferation of players, and then the whole team is a national team like the French team, and then with other foreign people. Now, I'm saying to Philip, yes, in an event there should be any other problem here. Is it not going to create a similar problem where it is said, but yes, on the controlling, on what you're talking at the controlling board, you didn't say a club and all that. You have stood at them and checked with the national controlling body and the SASCOC. And SASCOC and those are not necessarily can be the problem in as far as this is a breach of the law is concerned. So the clubs that are being this. And then I just want to make you clear what you take about that.
Remember, Chairperson, we actually decided because of that technical problem,
yeah,
with regard to the definition of a national federation, whether it includes a club. Obviously, we know it does, but the Act, the National Sport and Recreation Act, unfortunately, does not reveal itself in a very proper manner. It needs to be amended. And whilst we're going to do that next year, we actually, I agree with you that we need to actually have a reference to a club here in order to harmonize with what we're going to, because it actually enhances what we're trying to avoid, confusion. Because at the moment, clubs are saying, no, national federations has got the responsibility. We do not have to submit our foreign recruitment details to the ministry. So we want to make it very clear there that it is their responsibility to forward the information to the National Federation, but the National Federation must then ensure that collected information is then forwarded to our ministry. So in essence, what I'm trying to say, Chairperson, is I think we should insert a reference to a club in this particular definition of controlling body. In order, I can perhaps, my learned friend here can also express their views, but having a look at what we're going to amend next year, it would seem it's going to have a rippling effect. And in order for us to harmonize, you will have to also include a reference to a club in this regard.
Yes. I think all our members, we follow that, because I propose that the wine are going to be coming, and then I think for us to harmonize anticipation of the amendment, I think we must do that, because it is going to be, if we don't do that, we pass this law, by the time we amend the, then we have to go back again and come and amend here. So we'd rather put that in anticipation of that amendment, then it's going to make us swear the word in between. Because we're trying to close the blend now. If you can't blend, then you must know that you are a different human being. We're blend now in this litigation that is placed after that. We must begin to close the balance. I would request that you put it in that way. Okay.
I'm sorry that members are actually with that, because while you are talking, I ponder on this thing, because something that is going on yesterday.
Chairperson, we're back on, I want to refer you to the highlighted version again, and we're now on page 9. We've dealt with designated areas, then we've also made some amendments to disaster management. It says now means the process of planning and implementation of the disaster preventative and reactive measures. You recall, Chairperson, that the disaster management actually requested that. You know, their line of function can either be one of the two, and they would like us to insert that. So at their request, we have done so. And then also emergency services, you will see the definition
I
now.
The request of the disaster management was a fair one. Because the disaster management, when the disaster strike today, they have to be part of the whole process in stabilizing the situation. Now, when we don't put a disaster management here by any other choice, if we are excluding them yet, they are the first point of call in response to a disaster that was okay. That is why the local government is putting this disaster management in place, so that the system must be able to be the first point of responding to this. So their request was fair, because yet we were almost giving an impression that we are closing the disaster management with the kind of work that they're doing outside. And that I do not think members have agreed that there is no problem in us putting it here. And that one is quite clear. I don't even call it. Okay.
Chairperson, let me move down to emergency services. You can see we've now included we've expanded on the definition. It reads, named in relation to a sports, recreational, then we've inserted religious, cultural, exhibitional, organizational, or similar. Those are actually new insertions. All public and private sector medical services, including emergency service, medical services, and health services, the fire department, the disaster management department, and local authority traffic and bylaw enforcement department.
Okay.
Putting everything out. Remember the input of the churches where we go and go, and then now this is what we wanted. Quite nice. If the alliance of the ANC agree, it means they
yeah.
Thank you. Yes, again.
Chairperson, then essential services, I'm going to read, means a department or other administrative units such as a disaster management center, and includes those departments responsible for electrical, water, sewage, and waste removal utilities in the administration of a local authority. Now we've included the following, including any functionary, institution, or outsourced entity performing the above or related public function. Because we had a problem, it was referred to in the rural area. It's not necessarily the local authority that's going to supply the electricity. So in order to capture that and to address that, we've amended this definition so that it creates a more of a permutative possibility for bodies to perform the essential services. Thank you, Jefferson. Also, the event. Consequentially, we also needed to amend the definition of an event on the next page 10. Event means sporting, entertainment, recreational, religious, cultural, exhibitional, organizational, or similar activities hosted at a stadium venue or along a route or within their respective precincts. And we've now inserted here, Chairperson and Honorable Members, where at least 2,000 persons are in attendance, because this was not clear. So it's now becoming very clear, you know, so nobody can contest it. This is, you can clearly see where, when this act actually, or this bill will kick into force.
Was it
the
Kairi's house or in the church where, yeah, it's in Kairi's, right, corporate church, it's in Kairi's. One member of the society there stood up and said, yes, he gave what to say. But the problem with us, black people, you organize an event, everybody comes there, sees something, and I end up chair with 20,000 people there. But when I make provision, I have consciously look into the act that provides for 2,000. But now, I don't have a control. When people see this exciting event going on, and finally, you find it is far a bigger number than what I we have anticipated. Do you remember that name? Now, what was our response to that? Because there was a response that you gave to that gentleman. If it is 2,000, and people turn up there, I've heard what you said in Kailisha, that no, the act is clear that you must have 2,000 people. But this means that this is an event outside. Let me give you a fair example. The rugby legend goes to Michel Play, and all the Australians and others and all that are there have to go and give what we call the school practice or coaching training, the habanas and all that. And this thing is running on the radio. Like in Agri Radio, I have listened this morning, and the local radio. This thing is running on the radio. So that in Mission State, in such a place, there will be this legend conducting clinics there and all that, and then children want to go and get the signature for Havana and Osturand and all that. And the event ended up having 10,000 people there. Now, this man was talking about how do you respond to this kind of a challenge where you have had an event, but your intention was not to break the law on the 2,000. Your intention was really to capture that, but finally, the vibe and the interest has just completely put you outside of what you have prepared.
Maybe the word instead of potential to get to figure the steps of your time. I don't know. If you're an event organizer, you need to know that there is a potential.
Yeah.
That it could come across 1,000 attendees.
No, that man was saying, why did them as organizers have that anticipation? But the law do not open up that back door of anticipation. That's what they were saying. They are not opposed in the 2000 as a threshold, but they're saying as event organizers, our experience gives us this information, that when the legends of Kaiser Chiefs are playing the legends of pirates, everybody wants to come and see
these people were such big at the time on the grid. But the act doesn't give us that anticipation of anything can grow from that.
Chairperson, yes, it's an unforeseeable situation, yes, because but if you're the then organizer, for instance, surely if you anticipate if there's going to be 2,000 people, then this bill will kick into force, so you will have to comply with the provisions of the bill. If in doing so you get your event categorized and so forth, and the stadium owner, this is where the event is going to be held. It actually complies also with the safety certificates for that event. Surely those are guidelines, not guidelines, it's actually strict indicators of the path to be followed to guide the people involved to steer them into a process of adhering and complying with procedures. So at the time when that event is actually conducted, and now all of a sudden the 2,000, the stadium where the application was made for is actually categorized as a seated safe capacity of say 2,000. Now all of a sudden, as you've indicated in example, there's accumulation and eventually there's 4,000 people. But obviously the Act installs also the regulatory type of provisions to ensure the police event safety and security measures, event safety and security planning committee, to ensure that there's a written plan and also to prevent the overcrowding of people. And you have your, for instance, all those processes here in the long run work together to defer.
To give the young lawyer, when I want to tell you something,
I think that situation will be covered in the word. It says where at least
the law for
other people at a certain level do, our own African law. If my father, who was his founder, or he's a chief of a Bondo clan, passed away, people that are going to be there are not going to be 2000. And you can't think that, but I think 2000 is real here. This incident that these people are talking about are instances that are real. But they are saying, yeah, there is no prohibition there. Because let me give you what they say. In an event that they have organized an event for anything less than 2000, and by afternoon at 3 o'clock, after everybody now has come back from the church, it has gone up to 5,000. There is no time to go back to the police and do all the technical and the high fly by night type of things that we're talking about, say, and what kicks in and all that. There's nothing kicks in there. People have arrived at the time, and there comes like an incident there. It means that when you first charge those people who have organized that event, but they have said when we're doing this law, please make sure that there are spontaneous response from other people when they feel that they survive now. Let me give you another thing. This is going to be also a very challenging thing for South Africans. Both at the rugby, I am attending rugby, and at the cricket and in football, South Africans have another mindset that I don't understand. Late on Sunday at 12 o'clock, when the friends from Bloemfontein have arrived from Joburg and all that, and then now they started want to go and look for the tickets, and now it's excitement that they want to go to this game. Where you are not anticipating that there will be a full house, suddenly there is a full house. That's what will happen. The practical thing that you here know, that everybody knows, that people at the last minute just respond. And that is what it is people are talking about here. Now, I am saying you three people, you have to look into a situation where the 2,000 threshold is fine. But what Mr. Sheva is saying should happen, and what McKenzie said, but you must open up a way that in an event, the 2,000 has been passed. Something should happen in making sure that if either we don't punish those people by not their own way in making that event to be that way, but at the same time, we must make them to comply to the law in a way. But there's no way that you can say 2,000 and that should be the case, and that in an event, more than 2,000. Let's say it is not in a building. In a building, you can control that. Let's say it's in the Craven Week. Cora knows you're attending Craven Week with him there. Thousands of people attend there in the Craven Week. And the scouts are there. Everything is people is there. And then such thing happens, say that no. These schools are anticipating that in the Craven Week, there'll just be about 1,500 people attending there. And boom! A lot of these young people attend there because they are in King, anticipated Jake White and this other one with this plucky, what is his name? Peter De Villiers. And Peter De Villiers is going to pick them up and all those other things. And when those people arrive there, and they come in a number because they want to be picked up, and then they are coming to come and show their talent, and the number rocket. It can't be the Craven Week organizer's problem. You understand? But we must make a provision that we must make their waiting to be easier at the same time while we comply. I want you to sit really clearly and discuss and check them out.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know you didn't bring my point quite well enough, but my worry is also about people, the events that are below 2,000, that there is no protection for people there.
That's what I've said. They must keep in mind that the people there were saying, please don't legislate only for people who are out there. Because they were talking about the categories, the high category and the middle category, the high risk and the low risk. But they were saying, but the low risk also are not exempted from any other category. Let me give you another example. In the boxing tournament, there are no
be 2,000 people or 1,000 people attending. Yeah, it doesn't have to be walking there and shooting two people and the third one gets injured. It's not a high risk and a 2,000 number of people. He said, oh, it's about 200, 300, up to 500 people that are there. But we must make sure that those people are protected. But let me say the devil's advocate. While people are sitting on the stand there and then it's nice and singing, what is that gentleman was showing us? Those people were falling one day on the balcony were smoking there. Yeah. Remember there were people sitting there and then did you see that?
Yeah.
No, that there's always been collapse and then these people are like to smoke. They go out of the door, they go to the balcony, they press each other there, they were smoking, and then the that little thing of balcony collapse. They just time to go down on the ground. And the God gets to the sound. If in the boxing tournament which is this forward, and there's no liability insurance and nothing, and an incident happened there, and the what would happen? I was saying we have exempted them and all that. I think we must make a way of even our ordinary people on the ground today must casualties happen at that level, I can tell you. Because the level that many times is not well organized. Many times it's not well organized. Your experience of the federation that are already not selling tickets on Friday, sell tickets on Saturday during the game. That happens at a big event. Doesn't happen at a small event. So let us check here. Go back and sit and think about what we are proposing around our ordinary people on the ground. What protection do we give to them in their events where any other thing, unforeseen circumstances happen? Are they protected in terms of the liability insurance and all that? Second one is that, what do we do in an event that's just been a spontaneous attendance and then the 2,000 threshold is something? Because I'm afraid to share for that. In an event, the 2,000 threshold has passed and that person has not gone to amend his request to the police, is liable for whatever happens there. And that is what we think it must not be the case. It should be something that gives a provision so that some other people must not be necessarily be prosecuted. But while we're trying to bring a control from this there. Or I know you can go and think and believe about it. Now we are just talking in a bigger sense. You must translate that to law. We are not law practitioners. Let's go on the agenda.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members.
The visitors are saying that they will go out and they don't think that they are disrupting. But thank you very much for coming. And then it's just that we are now beginning to go through this. So when you see members of parliament sitting in the house, don't say members of parliament are not waiting. They start arriving here at 7 o'clock in the morning. And they must leave their places at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock because they are afraid of the traffic. So all the time, the battle of ideas here in the community. As soon as we pass the law, we go to the National Assembly. There, we sleep because we're tired. And only one or two, five people are sleeping there, and then we've been doing this for the whole day, and then we sleep, and then our people are, they just go there and sleep and eat. There's no food yet. Where? So that good that you come, so that you must tell people that behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going. There's no television yet. Behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on there. Thank you very much for coming here, and thanks for visiting us. Okay. Okay. Thank you,
Chairperson. Honourable members, we move now down to Event Safety and Security Planning Committee, the definition. This now means the committee contemplated in section 15 and 16, responsible for, this is now the new insertion, responsible for coordinating the functions of the role players that are involved in the provision of safety and security at an event, comma, the safety and security planning for an event, comma, the assignment of safety and security tasks, comma, demarcation and safety and security zones and areas, and the review of event categorization. Again, just to align with your request to be more prominent when we actually deal with these things. Chairperson,
Honourable
members, we move now to section 17. There's no comments, then I can move on to exclusion notice. Likewise, the same strategy being followed here. Exclusion notice means the notice contemplated in section.
On the event organizer day, it has been left out today. You remember on the event organizer day, means a person who plans and what level are we putting the age? Don't put it on the definition now. We're putting it elsewhere because let's see.
No, Chairperson, in the specific section dealing with an
event,
there's actually a prohibition section. You cannot, unless you're 21 years old, we've raised the age requirement.
Well, obviously,
it's
not that. I mean,
even
the fact that we've now reduced the age of the voting age, is that constitutional? Is it legitimate to actually make, you know, you're saying somebody's an adult now for purposes of the age of the voting age.
Oh, Chairperson, absolutely, it's fine, because what we're saying is, we're not saying that, we're actually saying that you need to be a major, yes, 18 years of age, but you need to have some more years experience, because we're referring to experience, resources, and the like. For instance, at 18 years old, you might not have that experience necessarily.
One
I think we should abide with 21 years. It's the middle of the road approach. I think really it's suitable from a perspective, from an age perspective, and because we're referring to experience, we're referring to knowledge, we're referring to sort of sources. I think and all of those requirements must be met in order for you to not be falling prey to this particular prohibition. So that's my recommendation.
Yes, I
also have a concern with that issue, because the question is clear about sunset discrimination. I don't know if we can really justify that if a person, for instance, is running a business event of the higher support, and they are 18 years, they'll be doing it for the past 3 years, they're successful with that. I would suggest that they're getting close to shop and don't run their business, or their partner's in a business. It's a bit problematic, but it's a positive situation that they're committing to the business.
On a different tack, under the event organizer, does this cover adequately the question of someone who, let's say, has the right to allow or reaching to us in South Africa to see those rights to a third party? For example, let's just say, Gideon, that I've got the right that I don't know if it's exactly to do it, but I give the right to someone else to measure it. Does that definition cover that eventuality? Because I don't see it. Maybe we should put in something or receives the right. I'm just thinking that you just to cover that loophole about the person. So you know,
giving him tea and all those other things were a reasonable way
of making a country. This thing of nonsense of 18 years, it's not correct. But I want us to say, what we say to our parents, to the church and everybody, on what they raise as a challenge around their own children that they're saying, but my child and myself, I'm part of that, I don't have to lie. Kuleko is still at school, summer 10, 18 years, doesn't even have a cent in a dent. You understand? He has never worked for anybody. 18 year old, and Kuleko goes and applies to go and have a bash, and then you grant him that kind of a permission. That's what the people are talking about. It can't be. It's not right. Definitely.
So that's why, I think that the concern really is that if you're the person that's young, and I'm sure most cases that you get into the case, but you want to let people have these professional experience, you know, some kind of way of measuring it to their experience, not just purely their attitude, and that might be a way. Because, I mean, what people are worried about is that the person is going to be able to deal with the same three times for just 18. And I'm quite sure most 18-year-olds won't, because I think probably most 18-year-olds won't be fine. But at least in relation to that, so you can have some sort of
Yeah, I think the issue of the 21, she's right, was not necessarily the issue of 21 as a figure. Was the question of maturity that is that. And then she's right. If there's any other way that you can call that and bring level of maturity into that and honor, then I don't think that is a change. Because we'll be able to explain to them that no, we're talking about people who are mature here, responsible and all that are going to handle these other things. Because their argument is that these are kids who just organize bashes and they get drunk and everything happens there. And that's what was the concern of the churches and the people there. That's the actually what you say, and the two of you.
Thank you, Chair. I don't like to disagree with my learned stranger on the constitutionality, but just on the constitutionality issue, the age for a firearm license was moved from 16 to 21 in the new Firearms Control Act, and we haven't had any constitutional challenges on that. So I agree there is a discrimination, but I think it's a fair discrimination because there is a certain requirement for that by the government.
But there is a principle. Yeah. Okay. Now, if there is a principle, then you think that should be given to you. That's fine. You didn't pass one second, because that egg was passed in your hands here in Parliament.
No, as I said, the question is the quality of the system.
Okay.
Just because an egg doesn't challenge you, that's what it is. That's
okay, then fine. It will be a policy decision that will make what I mean. And then when we move to that level, she was just raising that Mackenzie, when we're looking at the event organizers, it reminds us of the age. It's good that you remember what people say outside there. But when we arrive at that talk now, when we put in those conditions, we'll always discuss it. But I think I'm going to lobby everybody. I'm a proponent of the UN. Yes,
No, thank you, President. I just want to remind the citizen of what I just said, that the issue of people complain about speaking this, but then they got in the issue of character, that the applicant character, when a person is speaking this, it's young. And I also want to believe that the youth can go all around the country. To any African person, when you recall that a person is old enough, you know, to do things, you can definitely not talk about it. I would rather speak to anybody. And I'm not sure the Constitution, our Constitution, I'm sure, you know, of things that you see nowadays. Yesterday, I watched the television. I was with the recovery. And then we were shocked to see that as a king violent to the court, because they require a form and team and
I've seen the issue. But I like the outcome of the court. So, Gideon, after you respond, and then I think we will talk, and then colleagues and the friends and honor members, please mark that page, because when you come back, we're not going to start there. We'll continue from the page. Just respond to Gideon.
I think that rounds it up with regard to the constitutionality, Chairperson. But in order to just to address Honourable McKenzie's request there for insertion, perhaps in the event organizer definition, to cater for a factual situation where the rights have been ceded, I think the definition as it currently stands actually caters for a cession as well, because it says, means any person who plans, or is in charge, or manages, or supervises, or holds an event. In other words, this is a holistic approach. In other words, you, if you receive those rights, you can receive those rights in terms of the definition. And then you will be tagged as an event organizer. So I think that this is actually sufficiently catered for.
Okay, thank you very much. But the one that we proposed to you before, the age, just go to check and then the three of you, how can we try to work it around and bring it. I promise that we will break it down. I'm sorry for the 15 minutes, it was getting interesting, and then we've ended up there at the page 10 on the event safety and security planning committee. So just note that, because when we come back, we will be continuing. But next week, I think on Tuesday we are coming back, but we are a spot for your committee. On a Wednesday, the chair of the police sort of giving me an impression that at least we would have discussed with the powers that might be for us to present that judgment for the submission by the police, so that at least we make the police be comfortable that all what they have raised, these are how they have been catered here, and then all that, so that it is republic. Now, we said the chair of the police has said that I am going to send the subcommittee and one of the senior police who made the submission to us, but they are busy with the bill. Yes, so then she's going to give subcommittee and a police officer who made the submission, or probably would be requested to come and hear what is the counter argument of the force around that. So she's going to check what she could do. Yes. Oh, you mean that's good. She said, okay. They approved that. Yes. Thank you very much for welcoming them. At least I love you, both of you, and I'm comfortable with you. And now, the only thing that she's going to request, just remind one of the senior police officers who's knowledgeable about that submission to be part of us on Wednesday. And then so that we are in response to all those things, and then from there, we will go now on the further election. You and Memandel are now the ex officio member, and then Paul will take your telephone number so that you must send the SMS to you. My colleagues and members, thank you very much. It's beginning to be interesting, because now the cake is beginning to cook now. Thank you very much. We can go for lunch or own
I'm a brother from another mother.
email it to you tonight and forward it to
Hello. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the next one. I get a code from Cape Town.
So I fly that from PE to Cape Town.
Okay.
Let's say I end up, the case of flight, and then if I lose, you fly to PE to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the world,
okay. But I land in Africa, you know.
When you arrive there,
yeah.